the top of the IDS Center.
A-F-A-I.
And the Lord said, let there be crap.
What's with all the crap?
It's not crap.
It's crappin' fist.
I can't believe it only comes 52 times a year.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Crap from the past.
Stop! It's hammer time!
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, Abba singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on Crap from the Past.
Shake your booty. Shake your groove thing.
Shake your rump to the funk.
There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one Crap from the Past.
It's craptacular.
Worldwide at crapfromthepast.com, and Friday nights at 10:30 on
KFAI.
We need some starlight, starlight,
I can't top this. I'm just going to go home.
I know you're going to dig this.
Dig this indeed. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul, online at KFAI.org and CrapFromThePast.com. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, the host of Crap from the Past. It's a graduate-level course in pop. Tonight, we're on mic number 5. That's just a reference for myself in case this one sounds all buzzy as well. Maybe it's me. Maybe I sound all buzzy. So, 3 important things happening on this week's show. Halloween, which is, I guess, secondary because daylight saving time. Oh, yeah. And a midterm election coming up on Tuesday. This is a gigantic confluent trifecta, to throw out some big words there. And I played the one Halloween song that I'm going to play. That's it. I'm out. I'm done. Basically, if we had a Halloween competition, I just won. That there, the demo of Thriller, which you've probably never heard before. I think I played it once on Crap from the Past about 5 years ago. So that there, Starlight. That's the original working title that Rod Temperton came up with. Had Michael Jackson record the demo in 1982. It just wasn't working. And he thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And as I understand it, he basically woke up one morning and thought, Thriller! That sounds good. That sounds like a hit. Oh, yeah! Then they changed the lyrics, and Michael Jackson pretty much dominated the world because in part of that song. So before it was a horror song, it was a love song. So there you go. You can tell your friends that, oh my God, Crap from the Past played the demo of Thriller. That wasn't even Thriller. That's right. I won at Halloween. So tonight's show, I lied. I have some this is even pushing it. It has the word, 2 songs now that have the word scary in the title. I'll play one of them for you here. And it's actually part of the Crap from the Past permanent library, so it's not even a Halloween song. But it's an excuse for me to play this non-hit. It came out in 1996, well after the ship had sailed for the group Voice of the Beehive. This is Scary Kisses on Crap from the Past.
Living sensibly with lots of care. Boogie Monster Gerber.
Oh my god. What day of Mayo is it?
Cinco.
Ay, 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 ay!
On Crap from the Past.
A song you'll never hear again. A song called How Can I Love You by the band, and I don't know how to pronounce this. It's Couchoi? Couchois? Couchois. Middle of the road band on Warner Brothers Records from 1980. Produced by Steve Barry and Eddie Lambert. Steve Barry, very well known pop producer from the 70s and I guess up through the 80s as well. Big names that engineered and mastered it. And they thank Jay Graydon and Mike Baird and Mike Porcaro. Hey, there's a Porcaro on this album. So it's going to be smooth. Jay Graydon, terrific guitarist that we've spotlighted here on Crap from the Past. Mike Baird, apparently a pretty good drummer that we've actually talked about in recent months on Crap from the Past. So it all ties in. This is one of the many records that I'm donating to KFAI for the KFAI record sale. Well, I did it. I brought them in tonight. And so, including tonight's contributions, 225 albums and 12-inch singles, all of which have received airplay on Crap from the Past. They're all in that room over there. And in case you're wondering how many 225 is, that's about 3 milk crates worth. So I lugged them all in. I got a decent parking spot tonight on the street, so I didn't kill myself by having to walk 3 or 4 blocks with these records. And they're here. It's done. All I need is a big receipt, and life is good. So, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Thanks for tuning into Crap from the Past. If you've never heard the show before, it's a lot like this. So, there's an occasional hit here and there, but mostly, I assume that you already know plenty about pop music, and we're going to take it from there. So, there's no need to play the hits. I just need to talk about stuff I do play with respect to the hits. If I relate it back to the hits, it's all good. Hence, the graduate level course in pop thing there. Now, 12-inch single that I'm going to play once, and that'll be the end of that. It's on RS International Records, a record label I've never heard of, and that's okay. So, it's the Wonderland Disco Band, and it's called Wonder Woman Disco, and that's in quotes. The A-side is the American version, the B-side, and I wanted to get all these titles correct, so I had to have the record in my hand while I read this. So, it's the European version of Wonder Woman Disco, which has 6 little sections here. Intro, Wonder Woman theme, In Disco Land, In Outer Space, At War, and Reprise. Now, this 12-inch single from 1978, I just could not pass this up. So what I'm going to do is highly unprofessional here. I'm actually going to walk over to the turntable, plunk the needle on it without properly cueing it up, and you're going to hear it all live on the air. Got that? So Wonder Woman Disco, I'm walking over to the turntable. All right, it's on there, and then I got to do this, and then it plays. This is a professional radio station. Wonder Woman Disco on Crap from the Past. listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, at KFAI.org, or KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, 106.7 FM St. Paul. That went on a little longer than I thought, and it's still going. It's 12 minutes of Wonder Woman disco. Interminable is the word you're looking for. Maybe this worked in a club. I don't think it works so well on the radio, but it's worth playing once, and that's what I have done for you. So, today, here in Minneapolis, at least for another 58 minutes, is Halloween, so why don't I just play this here song by Cameo? It's Candy on Crap from the Past.
Supported by Ampers and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Ampers.org has hundreds of music, arts, and cultural stories, including many produced by this radio station. Information and audio at Ampers.org. Ampers. diverse radio for Minnesota's communities.
Gives me an ending to work with. I like that. If you know who that is, it's very impressive. The band is Orion the Hunter, and it was an offshoot from the band Boston. So if that sounded like guitars and stuff from the band Boston, it indeed was. Boston was nowhere to be found in 1984, and so some guys, including Brad Delp, the lead singer of Boston, sang background on that. Barry Goodrow, who played a whole lot of guitars and stuff on the Boston albums, played on that as well. Orion the Hunter in a song called All Those Years. That's how the album starts. The next song you might remember, it's So You Ran, but I've played that before. I've never played All Those Years on Crap from the Past, so there you go, a world premiere here on the show. And we're taking the album from this turntable into that room over there, because tonight I finally brought in all 225 albums and 12-inch singles that I've been saving up since February in this feature we've been doing here for the single-use records. I play them once, I donate them to the station. They're all here. They're all in one place. The KFAI record sale is coming as advertised. You can donate your stuff here at the station. We really need CDs. I really need CDs. I end up buying them from the station. Not all of them. No, that's don't get me wrong. When the interesting things come in, I buy them from the station. That's how it works. But we have like two CDs and a big pile of records. And the big pile of records basically doubled in size when I brought in all 225 of them tonight. So the KFAI record sale is going to be pretty smoking. It's going on the weekend starting on November 21st. We're running promo stuff for it. I'll run one of those later in the show. But the weekend of the 21st, so 3 weeks from today. Yeah, one, two, yeah, that works. Yeah, it actually is 3 weeks from today. So the pile of records will be growing in Studio 5, and then they'll be pushed downstairs in a nice, orderly fashion to be sold off at the KFAI record sale. It takes place here in the parking lot of the radio station behind Midwest Mountaineering at the corner of Cedar and Riverside here on the West Bank in Minneapolis. And now let's move along, shall we? Oh, I should tell you that. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. This here is Crap from the Past, beaming out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis. We carried on a bunch of affiliates all around the world, none of which will be able to attend the KFAI record sale, unfortunately, because you don't live here. Unless you want to fly into town the weekend of the 21st. Oh, yeah, you can buy that Orion the Hunter album and that Wonder Woman disco 12-inch that I played a couple minutes ago. It's amazing how quickly that leaves your head, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, alrighty then. So, the Michael Zager Band. You probably don't know the name Michael Zager. He was a producer, and his big hit was he worked his magic for the Spinners on their comeback single from 1980 called their remake of the Four Seasons' Working My Way Back to You. And I think he also produced Cupid for them. So he knew his way around a studio as a producer. As a solo artist, he had one single and a couple of smallish albums. And the single was called Let's All Chant from 1978. It's a tolerable single, but it introduced a really annoying trend into disco records. There's that ooh-ah-ooh-ah chant that you're going to hear prominently. It only lasted maybe a year, but a really obnoxious year. You couldn't escape it, and you can trace it all back to this one song from 1978, the Michael Zager Band, and Let's All Chant on Crap from the Past.
Let's all chant. Let's all chant.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
The poor, demented honky.
On Crap from the Past.
I caught a glimpse of you that opened my eyes. I caught a fever quite by surprise. I stole a glance that shook me inside.
Well, that is a very pleasant surprise. Every once in a while, I surprise myself. I throw something on the turntable thinking, I don't know what this is going to sound like. And it turns out to be delightful. That there, that qualifies as delightful. Trett Feuer is her name. I didn't know much about her, so I thought, that's a really good song. I'm going to go to Wikipedia, because that's what we do. And actually, we do that quite a bit. And I found out I have her third album here, an album called Terminal Hold from 1984. It's really good. I recognize a bunch of... it's co-produced by Chris Williamson, a name I recognized. And on the Wikipedia page, pretty cool. There's a bunch of references there. Trett Feuer was on Fresh Fruit, right here on KFAI, Minneapolis, St. Paul, on September 19th, 2013. And that conversation that Trett Feuer had with the folks on Fresh Fruit ended up on the Wikipedia page as actual information. I think that's pretty cool. So it's the grand circle of life, something or other. In any case, Trett Feuer, apparently a very well-known folk singer in sort of the women's music, folk music stuff. And you probably heard a bunch of her stuff on Women Folk here on KFAI. I'm just guessing. It's all poppy and it's pretty good. So that's just the first song, As If by the Wind, from the Terminal Hold album from 1984. Fine poppy stuff, some really good melody in there. I am impressed. And now I'm going to let all the air out of my own sails by playing this thing. I think I've played this once before, but this will be its last airing on Crap from the Past, I assure you, because it goes from this room to that room, as it is about to be donated to the KFAI record sale. It's by... Okay, so it came out in 1982. It's on Boardwalk Records, and that was enough to get my attention. So I pulled it out of the pile. I thought, ooh, 12-inch on Boardwalk. It's it's credited to Rich Little, an impersonator. And it's called President's Rap. Now, we have an election coming up here in the U.S. on Tuesday. Now, it's not a presidential election. Those happen every 4 years. This is called a midterm election. It's the one that happens in between it. So I, as Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, would encourage you to go out and vote. I don't really care who you vote for. Do your homework, find some interesting candidates that align with your views, and vote, because you have no right to complain if you don't vote. Okay, I'll just make that simple. Vote! It's the right thing to do. And Rich Little will tell you about it on President's Rap from 1982 on Crap from the Past. Sounds a little like Genius of Love. Sounds a lot like Genius of Love. I'm going to talk over this. I don't have much to say at this point, so I'm killing space. Stringing the syllables together to fill the space, like we radio personalities have been known to do. I like Genius of Love. I really hope this does something soon, because it's called President's Rap. Oh my God. Come on!
Nancy.
Yes, dear?
Now be honest. At my age, do you think I should be doing something like this?
Believe me, Ronnie, every once in a while it's healthy to do this sort of thing. It isn't just for young people, you know. A lot of people our age do it. I hear even George Burns did it.
But not while wearing roller skates.
Probably not.
And why shorty pajamas? Why can't I just wear the normal lounge type?
Oh, Ronnie, you look good, dear. I like the way you look.
And the water wings?
I like those, too.
Listen, can I take off the water wings and the bunny ears?
Oh, I wish you wouldn't.
Nancy, I'm really surprised at you. I mean, this is strange. I wouldn't think you'd go in for this. And I've known you an awful long time.
I suppose you want me to take off the pirate boots and throw away the pogo stick and the Dumbo ears.
Can I remind you of something? I am the President of the United States.
Ooh, that's what makes it so wild. Now, Ronnie, dear, just grit your teeth and say, I'm going to jump in with both feet.
All right, I'll do it. But I just wish I could take off the beaver tail and get rid of the skates.
Oh, it's too late now, dear. Mwah. Good luck.
I'll probably be sorry in the morning.
All right, stand by, Mr. President. You're on. And cue the president.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night. Look at that little boy over there. He must have gotten separated from the tour.
Oh, you mean the little one standing there staring up at the picture of George Washington, dear?
Yes. I'll just go over and stand behind him and tell him what a great country this is. Excuse me, little boy. That's the father of our country you're looking at. His name's George Washington. He was also the first president of the United States. And a great president he was, too. He fought for our country and made it the great country that it is today. And after you finish school, you can grow up to be president, just like George Washington. And you can live here in the White House, just like me.
What? Me leave Fantasy Island? A plane! A plane!
All right, this thing's halfway done. Who did they think anybody would ever sit through this record? No. And so we're going to fade it out. President's Rap by Rich Little. It's just not so good. Oh, it just keeps going. I'm going to give you a couple seconds of dead air. Just you'll thank me for this. All right, deep cleansing breath. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, apologizing for the records here. And you can buy that record at the KFAI record sale coming up on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, November 21st through the 23rd, right here and on the West Bank near KFAI. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. So let's change things up. Queensryche, a band I don't play nearly enough here on Crap from the Past. Maybe you know them for their Pink Floyd imitation Silent Lucidity from around 1991. Before that, they were sort of, even with that, they were kind of proggy, because if you're going to imitate Pink Floyd, you're going to be a little on the proggy side. And so I found their second album, an album called Rage for Order from 1986. Looks pretty good. It's one of the ones I'm donating to the radio station. The first single from it, a remake of Lisa Dalballo's Gonna Get Close to You. And you know I'm a Lisa Dalballo fan. She turned up on, we've played her stuff before, Pretty Girls, for example. So this is her song, as covered by Queensryche, from 1986 on Crap from the Past.
KFAI is proud to sponsor New York post-punk renaissance man Garland Jeffries at the Dakota on Friday, November 7th. A critically acclaimed singer, songwriter, and instrumentalist, Garland Jeffries has earned a loyal international audience for his intelligent and passionate songs, informed by a variety of musical styles ranging from rock and R&B to reggae and dance music. More information about Garland Jeffries in concert is available on the events page at kfai.org.
Me and the Jam On production crew here are taking over this world. So we want all of you ding-dangers to back up your hips and your hocks, get on your high horses, and vamoose! Good work, Jam On. Another world is safe for freedom, justice, and the galactic funk. Time to ride off into the universe, partners.
Oh, so it ends cold. And then the instrumental. I'm not going to play the instrumental. Jam On Revenge. That's the wiki rap thing from Nucleus, N-E-W-C-L-E-U-S. They would have a big hit in 84 with Jam On It. This came out a year before that, 1983, Jam On Revenge. And that's one of the many 12-inch singles. I think I played Nucleus last week, now that I think of it. Well, I burned all the Nucleus out of the system there, donating it all to KFAI. It's going to end up in Studio 5 and alphabetized and laid out for purchase, where you can buy it in about 3 weeks here at the KFAI record sale. And since Simon Husbands is here in the room with me, he gets to hear this. Now, today is Halloween, and that's all well and good. But more importantly than that, daylight saving time either starts or ends this weekend. I think it starts. I can never remember which is which. So let's assume that it starts. And what better way to talk about turning back the clock than with Johnny Hates Jazz from 1988. Turn Back the Clock on Crap from the Past.
Remembering my yesterday.
Monster Gerber.
Life is a rock, but the radio rolled me.
On Crap from the Past.
KFAI is supported by the internet professionals of IP House. IP House is a Minnesota-based provider delivering internet hosting to the world, one website at a time. Answers to your internet problems from the friendly geeks at IP House. More info online at iphouse.com.
Huey Lewis in the News from 1985. You might recognize it from the Back to the Future soundtrack. It's Back in Time. And amazingly, that song was not released as a single. The Power of Love, which was the hit single from Back to the Future, number one record for Huey Lewis in the News. What did they follow it up with? Nothing. Why did they not release Back in Time? And it got some I broke everything. Back in Time got some airplay on the rock radio stations back then. I wouldn't say it's forgotten today, but it's held up really nicely, don't you think? One of my favorites from the band from California, Huey Lewis and the News on Crap from the Past. I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. We did three there. I don't know if you were paying attention there, but it's daylight saving time. So tomorrow night, let's see, that'd be Saturday night into Sunday morning. You turn back the clocks an hour for those of us that observe daylight saving time. I got confused when I lived in Arizona because, as far as I know, Arizona has plenty of daylight. They don't need to save it. They still do not observe daylight saving time. So in the U.S., pretty much the whole U.S. has daylight saving time. We turn back the clocks an hour, spring ahead, fall back, so we turn them back in the fall, except for Arizona and I think a little piece of Indiana, I think. I always get confused. And I have a client in Indiana. So when I set up meetings with them right around this time of year, I never know what time it is with the client. So I always have to ask. In Arizona, I just got confused when I lived there. So anyway, I'm stretching things out a little bit. I have, I think I have one song left. And I should cue it up on this thing while I'm talking here. So, this is Crap from the Past as we beam out worldwide from KFAI in Minneapolis. Oh, yeah, I got that thing queued up. This is going to be terrible. Oh, yeah, you got that right. So, Halloween, happy Halloween. We did our Halloween song right at the beginning there, and that's all well and good. So, I hope you enjoyed your buckets and wheelbarrows full of candy, because that's how we roll. The accounting department at my firm has had a cauldron, a giant cauldron full of candy. And it was the good stuff, you know, the really good chocolate stuff. And so that's been staring at me for a week. And so we are clearly into weight gain season here on Crap from the Past. So moderation, that's a word I don't know much about, but I should look into that at some point between snacks. So we did Johnny Hates Jazz, Turn Back the Clock, which we're doing. And then Aqua, Turn Back Time. Aqua, that band, I think they were from Sweden. And then Huey Lewis and the News, Back in Time. So that's three Turn Back the Clock songs. And I didn't want to do If I Could Turn Back Time by Cher because nobody likes that song. It's been scientifically proven. And it's odd in that I talked about the confluent trifecta this weekend of an election coming up here on Tuesday and Halloween today and daylight saving time kicking in tomorrow. All three of those big things. I could do lots on all three, but one group managed to span all three. Well, two out of three. It's the group Aqua, and we already heard Turn Back Time. They gave us the big hit Barbie Girl, and somehow I should be able to relate that to the president or the election coming up, but I can't. But if I could, I would have nailed it. But the third leg of that particular stool is this song here. This was almost a hit, but not quite. Nobody really played this on the radio at all. This is Lollipop from Aqua, and it's something you might get if you were trick-or-treating tonight. You like the way I pulled it all together? Thank you, Aqua, the best band in the world. On Crap from the Past.
naughty land. I am the candy man.
Coming from Bounty Land.
This is WRKL New City, New York, AM 91, Rockland County's community radio station. WRKL is owned and operated by Rockland Broadcasters, who wish you a good morning.
So long.
This is WRKL New City, New York, AM 91, Rockland County's community radio station. WRKL is owned and operated by Rockland Broadcasters, who wish you a good morning.